canoeists, kayakers, rowers, rafters, and other paddlers of Wrangell, John Martin is looking for your stories, recipes, photos, or videos from your best or worst trips. He's organized the first, and he says, hopefully annual, paddler's potluck.
Well, a few of us that have been paddling around Wrangell and such had been talking about the numbers of people in Wrangell that are doing interesting things in small boats, and thought that we'd like to have access to that information. And what better way than to get some food, get some tall tales out there, but just meet and share information about various trips.
Martin says he hopes people will bring their recommendations and share experiences about everything from equipment to easy-to-prepare meals that stay good on long trips.
We're thinking that we'll have a display table of gadgets, gas stoves, anything you're using that's become a favorite part or an important part of your trips. And then we want to sign up a list of favorite rivers and your name attached so people can roam around and check out and say, oh, okay, there's the Yukon. I want to go there. I'll get a hold of this person and talk about it. And again, some recipes or any foodstuffs.
And this potluck isn't just for people with paddling experience. Martin says anyone with an interest in learning or trying it out is welcome. After all, he says, it's what the people of Wrangell have been doing for generations.
You know, Wrangell has a history of dugout canoes, hand trollers and rowboats and the whole nine yards. And we would like to open that up to anybody. In fact, this would be a good place for us to match up with somebody who has the equipment, has the expertise, and is willing to take you out and show you how to do these sorts of things, because many of us have a stack of boats in our yard that need to be exercised.
And as far as food for long paddling excursions, well, you can look forward to hearing, among others, his recipe for a durable, healthy snack.
One of my favorites is the pita bread pizza. You can get all the ingredients, and pita bread holds up well, so the last week you're out, you know, you pull that dried up thing and slip it out there and fill it with the ingredients, warm her up, and you're on to go.
But don't forget to bring your own mess kits to this potluck. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.